the stepping. And it could very well be that kicking it in a normal case, by definition, is not normal. You're saying, Lu Yitzur, it's normal for this animal to kick. You know, if you had an animal, that's normal to kick. A horse is normal to run. And when it runs, it's kicking. But many animals, I don't know if it's sure as Darko to kick. You know, sure it walks very slowly. I don't know. So it's not right. And as Rashi is explaining, he's explaining the case in the Torah. He's not explaining.
The reason why, you know, as a kid, I think my understanding of Rega was that, you know, it's banging it. I'm not necessarily kicking it and rolling it, but banging it directly as opposed to stepping on it.
Okay.
That was always my perception as a kid.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't remember. I didn't have any perceptions as a kid, probably.
Not as a kid, whatever, 12, 13.
You learned Chumash when you were a kid. You're ahead of me. But anyway, but the Rego, I think Rashi's explained there's a simple pasuk, what the case is. But Enoch Inami, that's really not the only site of Rego. Rego is much broader. It's just that Rashi is explaining the, you know, the Torah gives a case. It's not even like a binyan av. It's even better than a binyan av. It's like the Torah gives an example, and they go to the Torah about Vedas. If you find sure, if you find your friend Shura said, you know, and it's not that good Shura said. It's what then if you find something else, you know, it's yeah, okay, all right. Anyway, Doctor, where are you, Doctor Kwanda? You look like you're in shul.
That's my virtual background for the yeshiva.
Oh, okay. It's a virtual background. You got me scared. Okay. And the shul, the other virtual is also a virtual background. That beautiful shul you were in.
Yeah, that's obviously Yisrael. That's my shul.
Oh, okay. I was wondering.
It reminds me of my childhood.
Okay. I'm not so savvy. I don't know how to do that. You get to see my messy office. I'm sorry.
That's the best background.
The best background. It's a little messy. Okay, we should start. I don't think. So let us start here. So what we said, I wanted to go over what we said yesterday, just because I thought it was very nice. And I sometimes when you say something that makes actually is nice and good, it's basically go over it. Then maybe we can expand on it today a little bit with that Rosh or whatever. Basically, what we were saying yesterday, we started out with a question that one of the most common Chofetz Chaim questions. It's Rosh Yeshiva used to like to ask this question. That Taisus doesn't, you know, like Taisus Ja is not like, oh, you know, people don't have Bekiyas. I'm going to tell you Bekiyas from an Amen later. It's not so mistabra that's what touches, in other words, especially if it depends how he says it, but it's like, so that Taisus here brings a possibility. You should say Ipcha. So well, you can't say Ipcha because of the next Amen. It says Beferish not like that. Right? In other words, Taisus presented a possibility that why don't we have Ipcha, the Daf Kamina, Trim Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva, is if the idris of the nizek is worth more than the idris of the mazik. Now that would mean that by definition, you have to go ahead and sell. The mazik has to go and buy the property of the idris of the nizek. And that is the feirish against the Gemara on Zion Abayt, which is what Taisa says. Taisa says that this is against, you can't say such a pshat because it's against the Gemara, but it's just, we thought it's a little strange. Like Taibis's job, it's mamish in this sugya, in the next Amid, so the next blot. Taibis is telling as it brings up shot and he shrugs it up because of Bekiyas for the next Amid. So we said that maybe the Bekiyas is not so clear because you could say it's talking about like him keeping Rabbi Shmuel. But then we said, why in the world should they argue in that? So we gave a hesber. I'm not sure, you know, I think the hesber, sometimes the question is better than the answer, and sometimes the answer is better than the question. This time, I think the answer is even better than the question. Because the question, theoretically, you could say that Taibis didn't have a Havamina. I don't know if it's so mukhluch. But the answer sounds right. So I want to just go over the answer. We said like this, I gave the guys in my shir today, I was saying it over, gave them a marshal. You're the captain of the ship, Christopher Columbus, tells two sailors, very important, I must have oranges. Very important. I need oranges for the trip. So now they both go to the store, and the storekeeper said, doesn't have any oranges. Sorry. Oh, he said, it's very important. He needs oranges. So one guy, he goes ahead and says, I got to get a substitute. So he buys peanuts. Right? Listen, what does he want oranges for? He needs a snack. He's going to be hungry on the boat. It's a long trip all the way to the United States. So it's a long, busy trip. So you need a snack. So he wanted to snack on oranges. Okay, but the other, you don't have oranges. We'll have peanuts. We'll have chocolate. I don't know. We'll have something else to snack on. The other person goes to the pharmacy and he buys vitamin C pills because he understood that he wanted oranges because he's worried about the scurvy. There's a sickness if you don't have vitamin C. So they both are interpreting the message. The message was get oranges, but they're understanding the message differently because the question is a Havana. Why do you want me to get oranges? You want me to get oranges for the, because it tastes good? You want me to get oranges because of health reasons? Theoretically, besides the nafka mina, what you would get as a substitute, there would be a nafka mina, how far you have to be matriach for it. In other words, if you go to the store and they say you don't have it, so if you understood that he only wanted it for a snack, so okay, he won't have his snack, and not the end of the world. If you understood that he needed it for health reasons, then if you don't have it at this store, you go to another store, you go to the next city. Right? So you can have such a machlokes in the, you have to understand the Havana of why they said you need something. So the same thing we said over here, the Torah said you need edges. Torah doesn't say why you need edges. So the could be a machlokes in the Havana. What we tried to say, Rabbi Shmuel and Akiva are not just arguing what is edges. There's a reason why they're arguing what is edges, because they're arguing what the Havana of edges is. In other words, if they have an argument what the Havana of edges, so that makes a machnaf yamina what edges is. It's very logical. It's not just coincidental. They happen to have a machlekes. What is edges? It's because they have different understandings and why Hashem wanted edges. Therefore, they have different interpretations what Hashem meant when he said edges. So that we said Rabbi Akiva obviously holds, and the Gemara pretty much said it, someone quoted it in the Gemara later by Metaltonim, that the purpose of edges is to make it sellable, because you're giving the person something. He's going to like it. Very likely he won't like it. The part is that in order to make him like it, you're not hoping he's going to like what you gave him. But Shad is that he can sell it and then get something else. So you're making him happy by giving him the ability to sell. Therefore, you have to give him something that's sellable. So if it's Mishal Adam and Shabim, makes a lot of sense. You have to give edges of the Olam. If it's B'shalom and Shamim, so it also makes sense because that's the best he has. You can't give more. And since we have the Gemara on Daf Zayin, then he doesn't have to go by. So I can't do more than that. So in Rabbi Yishkiva, whatever pshat it is, the purpose of edges pashas is because you got to give him something, the easiest thing that he can sell to make money. But we said that in Rabbi Yishmael, that doesn't sound logical, because if his criteria is selling to make money, why should it make a difference what the nizik edges is? Who cares what the nizik's edges is? It's not, we're not expecting the nizik to keep it. We're expecting the nizik to sell it. So what's the difference what his edges is? I think that's a very good point. Why would anyone look at his edges? It's not like you were mazik his edges. You were mazik his hiburis, his bainanis. Why are you looking at his edges? So the mashmal says fakir, that in Rabbi Yishmael, we do think he might keep it. It's a different gather. In Rabbi Akiva, the word is give him something that he can sell. When he sells it, he'll be able to get money, and then he'll get what he wants. Oh, gevaldik. In Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Yishmael, it's give him something that he himself might want without selling. It's a different word. It's make him happy that he doesn't have to sell. You know, he'll be happy with what you gave him. It's not because he'll be able to, not selling. It's just the nizik is the stomach going to make him happy because he gets, these people in. In other words, you give him, it's just a nizik, so he'll be happy, right? That's the svara, that when you give him what he considers, in other words, what makes people happy is subjective. And as I tell people, I come to yeshiva, the yeshiva cooks, and Mr. Stuhl, the cook, she cooks a nice meal, I'm very happy. Gupa, some other guy in yeshiva goes out to a restaurant. He says he won't look at the yeshiva food. So the same meal makes me happy and makes someone else disgusted. So happiness is very often subjective, whether what you're makshiv, what you're used to. So a rich person has he's used to a higher standard. He's not satisfied with certain things. A poorer person is satisfied with lower quality. So Rav Yishmael Svara is Idris to Nizik is that to make him happy, not because he's going to sell for charity, he's not selling without him selling, right? That's what we said. I thought that was very good Hesber. I think that actually sounds right, the Hesber in the Machlekes Rav Shmuel and Akiva. So we said yesterday, this already was, we stuck our neck out that it's, once they have different havanas of why you're doing idgis, it's not necessary that they have to have the same standard of how makbid we are. Because if they're coming for different purposes, and I don't know which one is more important than the other, it's not mukhlach. I don't know. If you're coming for the same purpose, if you're both two ways to save the same problem, then you're going to be just as makbid on one and the other. You know, if it basically the normal pshat before we started is everyone agrees that it just is to serve the same purpose. It's only a question, I want a dessert. Did he eat an apple or did he eat an orange? But everyone agrees it's serving the exact same function. So you'll be just as matria for the apple or for the orange, whatever it is. It's how much chirkla do you go for this fruit for dessert? But if they're serving different functions, so then it could be that one were much more makbid on the other. So the fact that Rabbi Yishkiva says that I owe that if you don't have, you don't have to be matriach to buy. So that doesn't anything prove in Rabbi Yishmael. In Rabbi Akiva, Shai, you're going to sell. Even if it's Ziburis, Shavakasef is Kekasef. Okay, the Torah wanted to make it a little easier here. On the Zeke, and the Torah made it then try and make it easier for him. Okay, but if I can't make it easier, I don't have ages, so I can't make it easier for him. It's not ma'akev. But in Rabbi Yishmael, where it's a different gather, it's not fakir. We're not planning it. The guy's not planning on selling. So you have to go ahead and give him something that he's happy with. You give him something he's not happy with. What's he supposed to do with it? It's not a, it could very well be that even b'diavad it's no good. And there's, in Rabbi Akiva, it's shavik as of yiskekesef. Call it Tarakuda, Shavik as of Yiskekesef, even Ziburis. So why? And am I by Nezikin, the Torah added it in, that a Chatchila, we want a better type of Shavik as of Yiskekesef. So that could be a Chatchila din, but in Rabbi Yishmael, it's like another din. It's another requirement. You have to try and give him something that he's happy with, that he likes the thing that you gave him. So then if it's important that he likes the thing that you gave him, so then it could be that that's a requirement of the payment. You have to be matriach more, and it's not mukhluch, but it's not mukhluch the other way either. You can't kind of that it's not mistaver that there are two unrelated machlokes him. It could be that Rabbi Akiva, that very contingent that the Talizab is at. Right? So that's what we wanted to say yesterday.
It's a stronger requirement for the, according to Rabbi Shmuel, because we have to make him happier on a higher level. But practically how it plays out, that more likely than not, Rabbi Kiva, you'll be giving a higher quality than Rabbi Shmuel at the end of the day.
But I'm sorry, but Taibis and his Hava, I mean, a thought that you would have a case where if the person doesn't have it's a nizik, in Rabbi Yishmael, you'd have to go find it, because you have to try me matriach.
But now in the maskana, so we tried to keep that, but we can't say that because the maskana
is not true. Okay, maskana is not true.
And now if the mazik has higher idyas, we're not going to even be giving him that level.
The maskana type is in all practical cases, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, has you have to pay more, again, not more in value, but more in quality than Rabbi Shmuel. That's what Taibis came out, except to his next questions. But Taibis is coming out that, yes, practically speaking, if both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel agree that you don't have to be matriach, so therefore it comes out that in Rabbi Akiva, you have to pay, sometimes you are the edges of the nizik, of the mazik, which could be very high quality. Well, in Rabbi Shmuel, you would not have to sometimes, in Rabbi Akiva, you always have to pay the edges of the nizik, edges of the mazik, I'm sorry. Well, according to Rabbi Yishmael, sometimes you could get away with not paying edges of the mazik, if his lesson edges is equal to the edges of the nizik. The nizik was a poor person and his best property was very poor quality, so you can get away with paying very much.
The only quality. Reason why the maskana makes sense is because we know what Tosus was thinking in the Havmina. But if we just take the maskana at face value without any other knowledge, it doesn't really fit so well.
Why doesn't it fit? I think it fits fine. Basically, we're saying that this machlekes in Hashkafa, between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, what the Torah wanted to accomplish when the Torah wrote Ijaz. They both agree that the Torah did not obligate you for that goal, for that added desire to go ahead and be matriach, to go and buy it if you don't have it. But they are disagreeing what the Torah wanted to accomplish. Since they're disagreeing what the Torah wanted you to accomplish, so therefore they have it comes out and not a difference whether it's Ijist and Nizik or Ijist and
I'm just bothered how the Svara is stricter by Rabbi Shmuel, but practically you pay more, a better quality according to Rabbi Kiva.
That's how it comes out, because according to Rabbi Shmuel, you're paying to make the Nizik happy, and the way you make him happy is you give him something that he's makshiv, which is Ijaz to Nizik. According to Rabbi Akiva, you have to give him the best that you have so that it's the most quickest thing to sell. So it's a different, comes out, Mimele comes out, the Rabbi Akiva, you end up having to give more. And that's what comes out. So, but we wanted to say yesterday, I want to see the Rashba, but we wanted to say yesterday that could explain maybe Rabbi Akiva's Lashon Obah because of Adam. Because Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, in concept, is like being Mechadesh, a new concept here. In other words, Rabbi Akiva is saying that basically you're paying Shavah Kesef, and we're working with a din of Shavah Kesef Kekesef, except the Torah is requesting Alachatzchila that you give a better form of Shavah Kesef Kekesef Pashas because you can sell it. And here, the Torah by Nezikin is saying, Alachatzchila, give a type of Shavah Kesef which is more sellable. So it's not really, it's within the confines of the general system that we have everywhere else, Shavah Kesef Kekesef, It's just that we're asking for a higher standard of Shavei Kesef Kekesef. It's not like making, it's not a new din. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah, by saying Ijis, is creating a brand new halacha. There's a new halacha that you have to go ahead and try and make the Nizik, the Nizik happy, the Nizik satisfied. You got to make him happy. So it's a, the Torah is creating a new din. So it might be easy to fulfill his din, but it's like a new, in a certain sense, it's like a new Taryag mitzvah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's not a new Taryag mitzvah. It's just it's one of the mitzvahs in the Torah that there's a concept. It's one of the conventional concepts in the Torah of Shavei Kesef Kekesef, which we have by Kedushin, we have by Eved Ivri, we have, except that over here, the Torah wants a higher quality of Shavei Kesef, Chatzchila, if you have it. You should do Shavei Kesef Kekesef in a better form. It's not a new concept. According to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is requiring that the size paying back the Shavuos, you're not your chiyuv just by paying back the Shavuos. You also have to make the person happy. You have to try and make him happy if you can. So it's almost like you have to do two things to make him, to fulfill your, when you're massing the person. You have to give him the Shavuos that he lost, and you have to also give him something that he's happy with. So there's in the realm of alumnus, not in the realm of Metzias, the Torah is telling you more in Rabbi Yishmael than Rabbi Akiva. Torah is creating another din.
Maybe Rabbi Akiva is also about happiness too. How do you know it's that big of a machlokas?
Because the Gemara says that, okay. Because the Gemara, okay. I don't know
how. Maybe an easier way to get Shavuot, easier way to get the money is part of happiness.
Simply speaking, that's the Svara Chitzona is that it's more of a liquidity. You're looking to get him something that he can more easily cash out of.
The Gemara later says by Subin, call that the purpose of Ijis is to make it to easily sell. So we do find that Svara. We do find it. So I don't know.
Wow. Outside,
whether it's we to say that Rabbi Akiva is Svara, then no one knows that it's Svara of selling. I mean, everyone says that Svara of selling, I think.
But maybe that's not because of happiness. That can't be that. Underlying.
But it's a different type of it's happiness because you can sell it. It's not a happiness. It's not to make give you the thing that you're going to be happy with. It's that you can sell it, so therefore you don't have to. It's to save you the tircha, you don't have to sell.
Rabbi, outside of Rabbi Bar
Avin. I mean, obviously it makes you happier, but when we're thinking Rabbi Akiva, Rishmo, Hashem, Hashem wants you to make the guy happy. It wouldn't help if you gave him an ice cream and you told him a funny joke. We don't mean to make the guy happy. We're saying that the requirement of Tashlumim is a form of Tashlumim. There's different ways of Tashlumim. There's tashlumim that you gave him the shavuos. It's like, I was mazik your value, so I'm giving you back your value. Or I was mazik your object, I'm giving you back your object, right? It's a different form of payment. I don't know if the word happiness is the right word. It's in Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is not sufficient that you pay me back my tashlumim. Very nice, you pay me back the value, but I'm still, I had a one of a kind thing and now I got the money, but the money doesn't help me. I have my sentimental, but my the emotional connection for that thing. I wanted that thing. What do you give me value? So in Rabbi Akiva, you're paying the Torah's chiyuv of mazik is pay the person for the lost value. That's what we're focusing on. You cause them a lost value. You cause them a lost value. You have to pay for the lost value. We're saying in Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is saying, we're not just caring about the lost value. We're caring about his feelings of connection to the thing that got destroyed. You have to give him back somehow that also that feeling that that he has to be enjoyable with the object. I don't mean
this. Is this whole discussion only talking about within Shane, Rebbe?
Wait. I take back the word happiness. I don't mean that. That's not the right word. And he has to view it as a chalipin, in a sense. He has to be, it's sort of like a substitution for the thing that got lost. According to Rabbi Akiva, you're not doing a substitution for a thing that got lost. You're just paying his financial loss. Your bank account went down. I feel everything is in terms of money. Rabbi Akiva, you know, I'm not going to get out saying it in a funny way, but Rabbi Akiva is like looking at it in terms of money. Everything revolves, the world revolves around money. So the how much money did you lose? Rabbi, you know, like Rabbi Yishmael is saying it's not about the money. You caused me $10 worth of hezek. I don't need the $10. Don't give me the $10. Keep your $10 for yourself. I don't want the $10. It's not the $10. This is my vase, my land, my Yerusha, my property, whatever, you know. It's not just the value that you, so when you have to return it, doesn't help just to return the value. You have to return also his emotional connection with the thing that you destroyed, at least give him something else, which he can also bite his teeth in and get emotionally connected to.
Okay, so Rabbi, all of this sounds like we're no longer talking about Meitzav, we're no longer talking about Shane, we're talking about a general concept of Nezek. So for example, if the guy's ox fall into my bar, I have to give him an ox, which is very similar to that ox? We expand this whole concept beyond that, or
the pasuk of Meitzav is only by karka. We're not discussing metal.
But it sounds like it's a concept.
The Gemara on the outside discusses what happened with Meitzav with metal.
Okay,
but we're not saying ox for ox, even karka. We're not saying karka. Theoretically, the havamina of the Zion was you would say a top quality ox, you would give a top quality car. In other words, you have to match the quality with the quality. You have to give him something of top quality.
Because so this is really only talking about Shane then at this point, really?
No, we're not just only Shane. We're talking about Karka. We're talking about all the Mazikim. It's going on the Mishnah. They're talking all the Mazikim.
Because you could have a carrot, you have forms of a Karen Regal that are also Karka?
Yeah, everything could be Karka, yes. But we'll see in the, but the Havina was, it's by Metaltonim too, by Metaltonim. It would be the same thing you have to give back top quality metal to him. So it doesn't mean the same thing that he lost, but the same, but in the quality. It has to be even better than what he lost. It has to be on the quality. In other words, you broke his vase. So now in Rabbi Yishmael, you have to figure out what type of person he is. What type of quality does this person live by? And then when you give him Shavik Esef, it has to be something which fits in his parameters of Shavius, so that he's Machshav. So it doesn't mean you have to pay him with a vase, you can pay him with Shavik Kesef.
I have a question. If I'm a Rabbi Yishmael now, I'm saying though, have Svara, that I have to make the Nizek as whole as possible and happiest as possible, won't I know that I can't, he's not going to go ahead. The Mazik's not going to go. I have to buy something that's higher than the Nizik, than my own value?
Maybe not, because we were saying that at least as a Havamina. What do you say for a Havamina? It's Maskana is not true. That since there's a Chiyav, there's like a Chiyav in the Torah to make, to the form of the payment. So You have to do it if you want to pay him. If I gave that example yesterday, if you don't have change of a 20, you can't say, okay, I'm not going to pay you. I don't have change. You got to do it. So if the Torah requires you to give him something which gives him a certain inner satisfaction, so maybe you got to do that. You got to be matriach to do it. It's possible. It's not mochruch, but it's possible. Okay, anyway, but what the end of yesterday we were trying to say, I wanted to finish up and then I wanted to go to this Rajma. We were trying to say is that could answer this the Rajma's kasha. And we had a kasha on the floor. You know, Pesach asked it, but apparently the Rajma asked it. According to the Gemara's Maskana, what does Rabbi Akiva mean when Rabbi Akiva says, Obah Kosev Ela? So what we were trying to say yesterday, which at this point is almost silly because the Rashi gives a different teretz. But I suspect that Taisus on Daf, what a Daf is in Nun Aleph, it's saying not like the Rashba. So we, it gives us the right to say the teretz. But what we said, you know, but at this point it's silly. But the Maisa, what we said was that it's not necessarily in the world of the Maisa that there's more, but in the world of theoretical, there's more obligations. There's a greater obligation, and there's an extra mitzvah on you. There's a new you have to do two things. You have to give the guy his shabbos, and you have to give him something that he will be appreciate. And Rabbi Akiva, there's only one chiyuv on you. So it's not, it's in a sense, it's more. It's not more practically in behavior. It might be easier to do Rabbi Yishmael's job than Rabbi Akiva's job, but he's given more jobs.
Rabbi, does the concept that we said when you do a hezek, it's like an avera that you have to be mashlim, right? Is that mukhrof that both Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva are both holding that?
Pashtas, we don't want to make a machlekes in that because they don't have any indication that they're arguing in that.
If Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of that, so then that could also a different explanation for this whole machlekes, no?
Yes, except that, okay, yes. The thing is, you would need like an indication to say that, and the problem, the reason why I would be hesitant, is that probably has a lot of nafkaminas, you know, like that has like probably, you know, all kinds of, you know, that's like a night gigantic machlekes. We don't find at the end of the day, we don't find gigantic machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. We don't find all kinds of ramifications. So in a sense, it's not so, you know, I'd be nervous in making it that they have some gigantic machlokas, which should theoretically make all kinds of ramifications. This one is a little bit smaller, but okay, but maybe.
I mean that because the way we're saying it, the loba ella, it sounds a little bit better, but it's a little bit chaser, the lasha, no?
Yes, well, obviously, it can't be too good. We know the Rajma says a different answer. I'm not saying it's
right. The Rajma doesn't necessarily agree with this whole cheshbon from Tosfos.
Okay, well, let's wait to see the Rajma. Well, that's right.
Rabbi, just as far as the Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi keeps saying that Rabbi Yishmael has an additional din. Isn't it just an alternate din as opposed to Rabbi Akiva's din? Meaning, Rabbi Akiva has a din that there's a preference.
Well, I might also say you have to go ahead and pay back the monetary loss.
Well, that's true, but I mean to say, Rabbi Akiva is not just saying to pay back the monetary loss. You have to pay it back in a way that he's able to get liquidity.
What I was trying to say is in Rabbi Akiva, it's a subcategory of the din. The Torah made a din, you have to pay back the monetary loss. And then the Torah made a hider in that din.
So I'm saying, but that Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have, though.
That's why, practically speaking, Rabbi Akiva comes out more machmer, but if you would graph it on a graph, it would be Rabbi Shmuel. You know, as Rabbi Akiva, you would write down each one on a graph on a piece of paper. You would write According to Rabbi Akiva, how many, what do you have to do to make, how many mitzvahs did Torah give you? Torah gave you one mitzvah. Give him Shavuos. Then you would write a subcategory. There's a mitzvah, when giving him Shavuos, give him Meitiv. According to, so that would be, you know, like if you graph on it, you write it, you know, A and then a one, you know. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, the Torah is giving you two different mitzvahs. Now, it could be that it's easier to fulfill the two mitzvahs than to do the one mitzvah in the Mehudar Degaway that Rabbi Akiva wants it. That's true. So it comes out that the Rabbi Akiva is harder, but the and because he adds a hider that is required at least lechatzchila, because at the end of the day everything is only in lechatzchila. Both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, it's only if you can. You know, so if you can't, it's a different story. So right. I was trying to think. You know, I'm not. I didn't get. I thought about this morning. The truth is, I forgot about it, so I don't remember. Maybe while we're speaking it out, we'll try and remember. But what would happen, for example, if according to Bay, we understand Rakim Rabbi Shmuel, if you come to Bay the person back, and the person says, you know, listen, I feel bad for you. It's not your fault that your animal gored, you know, Rahman is on you. You know what? You don't have to pay me ijes. You can pay me, I'll accept Ziburis too. You know, not that he's saying that for me, Ziburis is as good as ijes. No, he's saying that, you know, I feel bad for you. I don't, you know, of course, ijes is better, but why should you suffer? It's bad enough that you had such a financial loss that your car, your cow did this, and now you're out so much money. I feel bad for you, so I'm ready to accept. I'm not makbid. I'm ready to accept. Yeah, I don't need ziburis. So obviously, I'm ready to accept ziburis. So I'm sure, obviously that's good according to everybody. The halacha is the same. I'm just questioning, like in Shemayim, would it be?
But even in Rabbi Shmuel, that the concept is you're making him whole. Just part of making him whole is just there's more to making him whole than just the value. Meaning right. He had something he had that's now gone, it's destroyed. So now you're giving him something in the alternative. The giving him something alternative that he prefers that's more matim to him, that's more making him whole. But if he's ready to say, I don't want that, you don't need to make me whole on that. Just like if you said, I'll take $25 as opposed to $50.
Yeah, so the din is, it's fine. But the question is, like when you come up, Lachar Meva Esrim, will they tell you, you fulfilled the mitzvah of Meitav? You know, there's a mitzvah, there's a hashav, actually, you know, we don't really necessarily, certain mitzvahs we don't want, but there's a mitzvah of the Heshavis Exeda. So there's a mitzvah of paying your damages. So there's a mitzvah of paying sure? when you do damage. What?
Are we sure there's a mitzvah to pay your damages?
I assume so. That's probably a mitzvah, yes. I assume so.
The Lashon is Yishalim. It might be a heave on the Beis Din.
By Geneva. It's
it's a sivui on him. It's not.
I would assume that
but according to the people who hold the Isra Mazik is learned from Geneva, then for sure he has a chiyuv to pay.
Okay, that's
mitzvah. That's only because it's be'ein.
Okay, but let's assume that it's a mitzvah. You know, let's take for the pashtus. Pashtus is you're not supposed to steal. You're not supposed to be mazik. You're supposed to watch your animal not be mazik, but you're not supposed to steal, but if it happened already, the Torah has a prescribed course of what you're supposed to do, and you're making a mitzvah. If you pay the money, you get a mitzvah paying. If you pay ijes, you get two mitzvahs. You pay the money, you pay ijes. If you would pay the money and you wouldn't pay ijes, let's say you were a crook, and you may believe you didn't have ijes, you really do, and you gave the guy Zibur, and said, this is the best I got. So you fulfilled the mitzvah of paying the money, but you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of paying ijes. So I'm saying, what would happen in this case where the the person said, listen, it's okay, you don't have to give me edges. I don't need edges. You didn't give him edges, and you didn't give him, but you, the guy said, it's fine. I'm accepting this, even though it's not edges. So
he's accepting it, but what is due to him from you. I mean, that's right.
But look,
Rebbe, could be expanded. If you owe the guy $50 and he says, you know what, I really feel bad for your situation. You know, if you could just give me 25, I would really appreciate it. And he's really accepting the 25. Yeah, but
what if he says, I don't think give me anything? I feel bad. You know, you don't have to. You
give him anything.
Card, but you know, listen, you don't have to pay.
You didn't give him anything then.
You don't get the mitzvah of the Shabbos, a pain in the Zikin, even because the guy was meichel you. You didn't do it. So you didn't do it. You don't have to pay. Because he was
meichel. I guess I kind of feel like it was like you're coming together and
So the question is, if the Torah gave it in edges, and you're not paying edges, so I'm not sure. Would that be, I just want to think it out. It could be there's no nafkamina, but would there be a nafkamina in that between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael in such a case?
Well, would both of them agree that if you paid it already, that you can't be kaifin to go back and switch it out?
Yeah, I mean, the guy, if it paid, you paid already. That's over. Now your guy wants to give you a present.
So then what's the halacha nafkamina?
The guy didn't give, you didn't pay yet. And no nafkamina halacha, nafkamina in saying nachrameya v'asrim. The guy came and told you, you don't have to give me edges. It's instead of, just like if the guy would say, you don't have to pay. He said, you don't have to pay. So you don't fulfill the mitzvah, but you don't get any aveira. You don't have to pay. So instead of saying you don't have to pay, he tells me, you don't have to give me edges. I don't need edges. You don't have to give edges. Forget it. Forget the edges. So what would happen? So I don't know.
Even according to Rishmol, it's only to, for lack of a better term, to make him happy. So if he doesn't care, then he doesn't care. Like, how should make a difference,
no,
right?
No, it's saying he does care. He's not saying he doesn't care. Of course, he would prefer Idris. He says, of course, I very much want Idris, and I am not satisfied without Idris, and I'm going to be sitting here mourning my poor fields for the next year. But I have Rachmanes on you. And because I have Rachmanes on you, so I'm letting you get away without giving me edges.
And that sounds like mechila, no?
That sounds like a very legitimate mechila.
It's obviously you don't have.
If it's mechila, then you didn't. Then you can't say you're a yotze idis. How are you yotze idis if you're mechila?
My suspicion, my feeling is, I don't know if this is true that in Rabbi Akiva, there is no.
I would keep the same thing. I'd say that Rabbi Akiva, you have a chiyuv to get me something that's over l'socher, and I'm being mochel on you doing such. If I'm mourning the fact that I would really like to have idis, and I'd really be able to use that idis in a way that would benefit me, and now I'm not because I'm letting you pay me something less. So then I'm saying, how and what sense did you fulfill your chiyuv mitzad that?
Because in Rabbi Akiva, okay, I'm thinking. Pashas, you're right. Pashas, you're right. So then, in either person, you weren't yotze your chiyuv.
Yeah, I think maybe not thinking like because like that type of scenario like mamish mechila, like the guy really wants. The guy can say, you know what, I feel bad for you. You know, I this is okay. This is fine if you just do this. It's not like as if he's margish bechisaro and he's. He's saying this is fine. If you just do this, this is fine too.
Okay, what would be if he would say, you know, you can give me ziburis because I can sell ziburis too. I have a I have a customer who wants ziburis, so I don't mind ziburis. I'll sell the ziburis. So he's saying, I don't mind because I can sell it.
Maybe it was harder for him, that's idiots, no?
that's it's not right. That's only a good example. I mean, if he got the Idis, he would feel good about getting the Idis, but
well, not necessarily. It could be he only is a buyer for Sigouris.
He doesn't need the liquidity. He's ready to wait and he deals in this anyways.
I don't mind waiting. You know, I'm in no rush. So I don't mind having Sigouris. I'll sell it in 10 years from now. I'm not making the money anyway. So in Rabbi Shmuel, it could be, such a theoretical concept. The case where in Rekiva, you can have a guy says, listen, you know, I'm going to Israel for 5 years. I'm not going to sell the property anyway. So it makes no difference whether you give me Idris or Zipuris. I'm not in any rush to sell it. You know, so, okay, so they're all the same to me. In Rabbi Akiva, in Rabbi Shmuel, it might not be the same. So there could, you know, there's just trying to think that it is possible that there could be some relevant, not communal. Okay, I got too carried away. Let's look at this Rashba. The Rashba is very, very strange, right? The Rashba quotes a Gemara. What daf is that Gemara on? Anyone know? I forgot offhand. I was looking at it this morning.
Chesamud Beis. It starts over there.
No. But the Rashba quotes.
On our Gemara.
Nun Chesamud Beis.
Nun Chesamud Beis. Yes. Okay. Thank you. So the Gemara over there says a very fascinating thing, that there's a question when your mazik, when the animal eats, crops that are not fully ripe yet. You look in the bottom of Nun Chesamud Beis. Yes, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. So it says as follows. Okla causes. Three lines from the bottom. Causes, Rashi says, is shakas. Shakas means it's like unripened, it's beginning to grow. The wheat's beginning to grow. So it's just, right now it's just hay, just shakas hay, and came along the animal and he ate it at this early stage. So Rav Yosi Aglidi over Nida b'mishaya shabo. So Rashi says, you look into the future, and you see how much Ezek, I think is what Rashi's saying. In other words, he ate the hay, and you look at the few, how much Ezek that's going to cause me. Because in the future, it's going to cause me a tremendous Ezek, because it would, this hay that he ate, it was going to grow into wheat. Now I don't have that wheat. In other words, that we look in the present. So the Gemara says, if you look at Nuntes Amar Aleph, a few lines later, Omer Avaya, about 8 lines down, Rav Yosef Galili, Rav Yishmol, Amru Davar Echad. Rav Yosef Galili, Odam Mirin. Rav Yishmol, Detanya, Meitas Adem, Edev Karma Yishad, and that's Mamish, our Gemara, Meitas Hashan Izek, and Edev Karma Shan Izek, dear Rav Yishmol. We keep on a book up, and Nicholas is thinking of agents. So he's learning that when Yishmael says, Meitav Sadeo Shal Nizek, he means this thing that you look into the future. So it's Mamish Kli Atzuma. So the Rashba says this to answer the Kasha of the Lash. And before he asks the Kli Atzuma, the Rashba says, you see in the Gemara, that there's that Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel argue in two separate things. They argue whether b'din nizik shaminin or b'din mazik shaminin, and they argue in this machlekes on nuntes whether you estimate the price from the present or the future. So since they're arguing whether you estimate the price from the present or the future, so in that sense, Rabbi Shmuel is more Machmir, because he says you pay the future price. So the plia she'en gamayo, it's definitely a plia, is that there's only one word, the machlekas. So maybe the words can be read in two different ways, but there's one, you know, how do you put two different unrelated machlekesim in the words of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel? You know, there's a, I mean, depending on how you read the words, but the words only mean one thing. He only said one thing, Rabbi Shmuel, but the Nizik Shamine, was he talking about the Idjus? What's the din Idjus? Or is he talking about what's the din of Shachas? But where is it, the two, I mean, the Rajma is saying that there's two totally unrelated machlekes. So what do you people say?
It's perfect with what we're saying, Rabbi Shmuel Savano.
Yeah.
Because it's, you have to go, it's not just repaying what you stole, it's making the Nizik as happy as he possibly can. And he was expecting a full crop of wheat at the end of the season.
Right. So in other words, we're trying to say that the reason why they can be, maybe the Lushan implies each one, so therefore it's a medak, but they the reason why these two machlokesim are somehow grouped in the same words, they said the same words, which the words have a dual meaning, and therefore they mean a dual machlekes, and they group the Tana the Braisa, group these two machlekes together, because they're really contingent on the same basic machlekes. That would make it much, much nicer. You know, as explained the Rajba, the same basic idea that because Rabbi Akiva as far as with the Masik Shaminin, that we only think we're interested in is paying up your financial loss. So then you're going to say, but what about the future financial loss? Well, that's a grama. You know, you're not chayiv on gramas in Kol HaTorah Kula. If I cause you a grama, even Rabbi Shmuel would agree that if there was no loss in the present, I just caused you a grama loss in the future. So I don't have to pay for a grama. The grama is pater b'day adam v'chai b'day shamayim. So Rabbi Shmuel would also agree, you know, that if I did a grama, it's going to cause you a hezek in the future. I don't have to pay for it. So you're paying, according to Rabbi Akiva, you're paying for the financial loss. The hezek in the future is grama. So you pay for the price of the present. But Rabbi Shmuel is saying, yes, but of course you're paying for the present. But when you pay the present, you have to pay the present in a way that somehow makes him feel that he got back what he had. And since what he had this potential of future growth, so you have to, if you don't give him the potential of future growth, you're not giving it back what he had.
But so, if let's say the animal ate something, a fruit which wasn't fully ripened yet, it was still on the thing, it was in the middle of growing, okay? So to say that he should get... What?
That's sort of the case what's going
right,
on
yeah.
Here.
So that's right. So therefore, it's still even growing. If I'm going to go ahead and give him unripe fruit, which is not going to grow anymore because it's not attached to the tree, that's not giving him back, according to anybody, that's not giving him back what he had.
You give him the value. According to Rabbi Akiva, you say, how much would the tree right now, when you would sell it on the marketplace?
So it's like a futures market.
Whatever it is, you sell it in the present. Right. What this tree's worth, you would get a certain added price because it has fruits on it. So that there is a certain amount of damage, financial damage in the present, because the karka that has unripened fruit is worth more than karka with ripened fruit. So there is a financial damage in the present. So Rabbi Akiva says you pay that financial damage. But Rabbi Yishmael is saying you pay even more than that. You pay what the future is going to be. So why is Rabbi Shmuel doing that? Rabbi Shmuel argued with the principle that you're potter on grama. We know you're chayiv on grama. You're potter. Grama is always potter. But according to what we're saying is very good. Rabbi Shmuel is saying, of course, if you just did a grama bi'alma, you're potter. But you didn't do, here you didn't do a grama. You did a hezek. You did a hezek bi'adayim. Now you have to pay that hezek. So the question is, how do you go about paying that ezek? The Torah said a din that you have to pay that. Once you're paying, you gotta pay idris. The definition of idris, this also goes into the din idris according to Rabbi Yishmael.
It doesn't seem like a direct comparison to idris, because idris is just that you how you when you're paying him, you should pay him with something that he would appreciate. You know, certainly he appreciates having more of the same quality. I mean, I would maybe be nachas to say rather that in Rabbi Akiva, everything's just about value. So I was mazik value, so I pay you whatever value I was mazik. In Rabbi Yishmael, where we're not just, your chiyuv is not just to be mashlim value. Your chiyuv is to be really more making him whole. So then that changes the whole, that affects the svara chitzona as far as what you're going to need to do when there's this future value that he was going to have.
Yeah, okay. I'm ready. I mean, I don't, yes. Something like that. I'm not, you know, obviously it can be tweaked a few different ways. Yes.
As you say, it's not a reflection of either the machlokas on Nun Ches and Nun Tesim a bit and Nun Tesim and Olive. It's not a reflection of Idis.
It could be that it's
a Shiloh and what's and what you need to be mashlim.
You're right, but it's a Totsah of Rabbi. We're trying to say that it's that the two machlokasim are connected. But you're saying
the connections inherently is the starting point is a tenuous connection, because the fact that Rabbi Yishmael is looking for you to do something more for the nizik doesn't now follow that you should need to pay what he was expecting.
It's not the connection, but there's a connection. Otherwise, even the way you said there's the other way, the Rabbi Kivas could not have that day. So
the idea is, what's the svara chitzona? The svara chitzona is that it's value. All you can do is value.
Akiva, that the Torah did not make. Torah only cared about value. That's everything. The whole world revolves around value. Then there's no svara here to pay more. Rabbi Yishmael, where the Torah is being broader, it's saying it's adding an extra din. It's saying you have to worry. So this is we're not saying it's exactly the same thing.
In Rabbi Yishmael, there's a musig of chalipin. Once you're in a world where in Tashlumin there's a musig of chalipin, then it's mistaber to mechayev you to pay him what the expectation of what he was going
to
get.
Okay. I don't even have to know if I'm saying mistaber, but yes, at least it's a very munda thing, the way the Rashba sets it up, that the Tana wrote two Machlekes, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, in the same words, and because the words can be read in two different ways, so you figure out both machlekes. You know, there is it's almost like making the Tana, you know, a pasuk in the Torah. You know, would have something like that. You know, that you write a pasuk and the pasuk can be read two ways, so we get two dinim from the same one pasuk.
And then Rabbi Yishmael seems to be speaking to the term. It's the term is Meitav Shel Nizik, and he learns that from Gzeiras Shavah. So I'm saying there really, of course, no remnant to the din on Nun Ches.
Nizik, he meant what they say on Dav Zvav, is he meant the edges of the Nizik. So it's sort of you're reading the words Meitav of Nizik and Rabbi Yishmael almost two different ways. So I think it's like you're. It's like what the Gemara, what the Rashba is saying. Titus says a similar type of thing on Daf Nun Tes, is that the words of the Mishnah, it's like a pasuk. The Torah says a word, and the word can be read Meitav, and the Nizek can be translated two different ways. So the Tana wrote both Machloikasim, you know, in with the
we
same.
Had that, we had that with Shane and Regal on Daf Gimel. Shane and Regal, learn them both from the same pasuk.
I think so. Right. So in a pasuk, you can have such a thing, but I am very unfamiliar with a mishnah that does that. That a mishnah tells you two totally unrelated halachas because it uses the same term, which is ambiguous, and you don't know what the Tana meant, and therefore you can interpret each way. So what we're saying is that because the two machlokesim are connected, they're totally zabizat, they're a totsah. So it's not just a cute trick that the Tana went ahead and figured out that he can tell you two totally unrelated things with the same lashon. But he's because it's really one thing. So it makes sense to tell you the truth at the same time, at the same lashon, because he's being merames to the fact that they're really, that the two machlekesim are totally zebizad. They're interconnected.
The Rashba and Tosfos both say that Rabbi Shmuel learns out two halachas directly from this drasha. He learns out that
I don't know the Rashba. They're both. You have to read it. And right now it's ready. 9:01. We're over time. But I think I don't think the Gemara is learning that when Rabbi Shmuel said his din, he meant two. The Gemara is saying, Rabbi Shmuel meant two different things. When Rabbi Shmuel said that the nizik shaminin, he meant the edges of the nizik. And when he said with the Nizik Shaminin, he meant the future of what the Nizik is planning and getting from it.
I mean, do we need to say that? Or can we say that really all it means to say is that Rabbi Shmuel says there's a din of giving the Nizik a preference, mitzad himself, that which he prefers, and then Rabbi Kiva says, no, lo ba'akas aligbos mina idis. The pasuk's just coming to tell you what you need to lechatchila give him as value. I think the Gemara really is bringing the brisa for the exact halacha that we understood on daf vav.
Okay, that's not okay. I don't know if that's pashup shan. You look under the test.
Does this have another very small stay with us forever?
I like you. You're making me what I'm saying even better.
That's so what I'm trying to do.
Does this have another very small stay forever? Like it's,
we're hoping. In other words, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to show. Well, based on what we said, yeah, they're very nice. It works out very nicely. Now, in other words, okay, anyway, we're out of time. My impression is that Tysus is mashma, that only the Gemara and the Tess is saying. Okay, the Rashba says this to answer that vav, the bar cause of Ella. Tysus is mashma and the Tess, and only Abaya holds this way. So I don't know if you can, Tysus could, you could use Tyvus get on like the Rashba as far as answering the Lashon of Bo HaKosev, because Tyvus is mashma in the test that it's Abaya has this radical shita that he puts the two together, but not that Tyvus is saying that that's definitely shot. So, okay, so maybe we would still need a right to say what we said. Okay, anyway, Yishikayach, everyone.